Back to Tom Elliott in a moment. Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. Michael, a pleasure.
Great to be back online. And I tell you what, it might be getting chilly, but aren't the days just absolutely magnificent?
They are fantastic, and we'll take them while we've got them. Now, Michael, we speak with you twice a week to find out what is going on with the Balranald Shire Council, and you had the community advisory workshops this week. How did they go?
Yeah, so we had two sessions on Wednesday. Because of the coronavirus restrictions, we did then through live Facebook broadcast, and then we included a Zoom link as well for the evening session. We had a few little technical difficulties, but I suppose that's to be expected as we're all learning how to do things in this new way. And what we're going to do moving forward is we're actually going to do live Facebook broadcast where people can type comments into the comments section as we go through workshops, and we're going to do the Zoom link at the same time for those people who want to be on the screen face-to-face working with us and talking to us. The intent there is to give as many avenues as possible for people to put feedback in. And one of the comments which was made was there's some people who they don't want to be live on screen, or they don't want to be commenting at the time because they like to think things through. So what we've also decided to do is we're putting together a survey through SurveyMonkey, and we'll be sending that out as well and putting that live on our website and our Facebook page, so that community members can fill out that survey, and we will be giving the opportunity for community members to answer just a few questions, not too many, to put their feedback in, and an area where they can have a free text where they can write their comments as they feel they should be if we haven't covered it with a question. So doing our best to adapt and meet the needs of community.
Now, one thing we did speak about a couple of weeks ago was the expression of interest for positions for the council, and you're looking to speed that process up a bit.
That's correct. So we did announce a couple of weeks ago that we're asking for expressions of interest. The intent there was just to see how many people would express an interest and the sort of skills they have. We do have the Ben Scott Memorial Bird Walk, and we're going to be doing a bit of an upgrade there. Over the years, the condition of the walking tracks, etc., have started to degrade. And some of the drought community assistance grant from the federal government has been allocated to the Ben Scott Memorial Bird Walk. We were required to put some projects through to the project office, and that was one of the ones that they approved that we need to do. So we will be advertising specifically for labourers and planter machinery operators, for small planter machinery. And we're going to be seeking between 4 and 6 people, depending on the skill sets that come through, to do that short-term project. And it's a small attempt to ensure that we're supporting our community with some employment opportunities during these tough times.
And last but not least, Michael, something we did speak about on Wednesday, but the drought community assistance grants.
Yeah, so we've only had 8 applications under the Drought Community Assistance Grants, and we do have funding available for our community groups. So if you're out there, please start to get that application in. We will be processing those that we already have at the next council meeting. But then once we've finished that and allocated those funding, we'll be asking for more applications. And I heard of a couple of stories out there in the community of people who were looking at putting them in, and we didn't receive them. So if you were thinking about doing it, having difficulty, please let us know and we will help with the process of getting your application filled out. There's some really amazing projects I've heard people talking about, but we actually didn't receive the applications for some of those projects. So please, community groups, if you're interested in you having a little bit of difficulty, let us know so we can work with you to get that money out there into community, supporting our community in these tough times.
Fantastic, Michael. Well, we'll speak to you on Wednesday.
Wonderful. Thanks very much and have a lovely weekend and stay safe.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council there, Michael Kitzelman.